Good morning. It's my pleasure to welcome you to our service this morning. It's good to see everyone here. I know if you're like me, it's kind of odd on what day is today. It seems like we've been with this holiday schedule. It's easy to get the days mixed up, but it's good to be in the Lord's house here on His day on Sunday. I don't know what I was thinking with the songs, but I just got in the oldie mode, I guess. But the songs that we're singing this morning are from the Broadman hymnal. So some of you may not know what that is. That's an older hymn book. So the songs we sing this morning will all be taken from that. So just a word of announcement on that. And we're going to open our service with a song from there called Heavenly Sunlight. So we may introduce some of these songs, maybe new to some of you. Some of us that's older will remember these songs very well. So if you could stand with us, please, as we open our service, Heavenly Sunlight.
Walking in sunlight all of my journey, over the mountains, through the deep veil, Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee, promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Rejoicing, singing His praises, Jesus is mine. Shadows around me, shadows above me, never conceal my Savior and guide. He is the light, in Him is no darkness, ever I'm walking close to His side. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing His praises, Jesus is mine.
On this third verse, let's greet each other as we sing the third verse. Turn and greet each other this morning.
In the bright sunlight, ever rejoicing, pressing my way to mansions above, singing His praises, gladly I'm walking, walking in sunlight, sunlight of love. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing His praises, Jesus is mine.
Thank you. You may be seated, Pastor.
Well, good morning. We welcome you to our Sunday morning service. I'm glad you're here with us today. We welcome those who are watching by Facebook and YouTube and those who listen by web radio. And I just want to say a word to those who view in with Facebook and YouTube. We've been working on our technology here, and hopefully we've got things improved with the sound and got everything kind of calibrated with what you see and what you hear. So we've been going through that. But today should be better for you. But we welcome you also to our service today. I'll be preaching today from James chapter 1. So we'll be in the book of James today, James chapter 1, and we'll be talking about that today. Deacons will meet today at 4 o'clock, so we will have a deacons meeting at 4 o'clock this afternoon. May we pray together. Father, thank you for the day, and thank you for this time that you've given to us. We've come today to worship you. And Lord, we want to honor you in our worship. Pray today that we'd open our hearts to you and to your will, and help us, Lord, today to be grateful for all your blessings to us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. As we get into the holiday season, there are a lot of announcements in your bulletin. Just pay close attention to those that pertain to you and your group, and The mission offering box is still here this morning, and that'll be here for a few Sundays as well. We will start our upward basketball practice next week, not this week, but next week we'll start that with games starting in January. So that'll be on everyone's radar as well as far as activities here at our church. We're going to continue with the song service this morning, two older hymns. I even had to, all the praise team didn't even know some of these, so they had to learn them as well. So Stand By Me and The Haven of Rest. I'm sure it's very familiar songs to some of us that remember these older hymns. So you join in with us as we sing this morning.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea. Thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. When the host of hell assail and my strength begins to fail, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me. In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me. In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me. When I do the best I can, and my friends misunderstand, thou who knowest all about me, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When my life becomes a burden and I'm nearing chilly Jordan, O thou lily of the valley, stand by me. My soul in sad exile was out on life's sea, so burdened with sin and distress, till I heard a sweet voice saying, make me your choice, and I entered the I'm safe evermore. I yielded myself to his tender embrace, and faith taking hold of the word, my fetters fell off and I anchored my soul. I'm safe evermore.
For joining with us on those, I guess, oldies but goodies. So we're glad that those hymns are around and we can get faith and get strengthened in our faith with those words. We're going to sing two more songs that you know. Amazing Grace, No, My Chains Are Gone, and My Fears Doesn't Stand a Chance When We Stand in God's Love. So we're going to ask that you stand with us on this first one. Brian will have the solo on the verses.
When darkness tries to roll over my bones, when sorrow comes to steal the joy I own, when brokenness and pain is all I know, I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken.
Join in on the chorus.
My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love.
Shame no longer has a place to hide. I am not a captive to the lie. I'm not afraid to leave my past behind. I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken.
My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. There's power that can break off every chain. There's power that can empty out a grave. There's resurrection power that can save. Power in your name. Power in your name. There's power that can break off every chain. There's power that can empty out a grave. There's resurrection power that can save. Power in your name. Power in your name. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love.
earlier song, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, and our fears are gone. You join in with us this morning. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
It was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace.
Father, we thank you for the truth of the words of the songs we've sang this morning. God, you will stand by us no matter what. God, we thank you for the haven of rest where we've anchored our soul securely. And God, we thank you for the amazing grace that you've bestowed upon us. God, you have set us free from the captive of sin. We thank you so much for the price that you paid on the cross for our salvation. Open our hearts as we receive your word today. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, worship team. It is good to be here today, like I said, and we're glad that you're with us. I've titled today's message, When Troubles Come and Stay. The Bible word for trouble is trial or trials. That's what James uses. But the more modern word we use many times is the word trouble, so that's how I'll be talking about this today. Look at James chapter 1 and verses 2 through 5. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. We live in a broken world. Because we live in a broken world, then we're going to have troubles. They're going to come our way. But we are in desperate need of strength and hope to endure as we go through life. And, of course, we know that our hope and strength is in God, and that's where we put our trust. I want to reassure you today that there is hope, that there's help, and that God will give us his strength when we face troubles in life. As we open the Bible today and as we look in James chapter 1, what we see here is how James gives us instruction on dealing with trouble when it comes to our lives. Now, the word hope, in our modern English way of using hope, the way we use the word hope is different than the Bible meaning of the word hope. When we talk about hope in modern English, we kind of think about maybe something will happen. Well, that's not the meaning of the Bible word of hope. The Bible meaning word of hope is a rock rib assurance with anticipation that our hope is in God and that there is a future, there is a better day. The promises of God will get us through. That is our hope. Our hope is in God. So when troubles come our way, what we need is hope. We need hope from God, the hope in knowing that one day this will be over. And so some troubles come and they kind of come and go, but there are those other troubles that linger. I mean, they're long-term, and they stay with us, and that's what the focus is on today. The Bible deals with trouble in a realistic way. The Bible doesn't varnish over the fact that as we go through life, we're going to have trouble. Sometimes we bring trouble on ourselves because of our own actions or decisions or things that we do. Other times, trouble comes from other sources. It could be other people. It could be whatever. It'll come. Then at times we need to understand that trouble is just part of living in a fallen world and broken world that we live in. But our hope is this. And this is where we have to have our focus. We have to have our focus on what is beyond this life. A life in heaven, a life of eternity with God, with Jesus Christ, where all these troubles will be gone. I was going through this in the book of James, and what I did was to go back and really catch up on the background of James. James was writing to people who were in deep trouble. He was writing to people here that endured a long time trial. It was long-term trouble that they were going through. He's writing to Christians here who are being persecuted for their faith. Many of them had lost everything. They had lost homes. They had lost their wealth. Many of them were being persecuted because of their faith. And so Nero, the emperor of Rome, was bringing all this persecution on them. So that's where they are. So he's writing to people who really know what they knew what trouble was all about. So what he does here in this passage I read, is to give us four questions on how we can deal with trouble, and that's what I want to talk about today. I was reading in one of my commentaries, Warren Wiersbe, and he was talking about this topic that we're dealing with today. And what he got into was the value of our evaluations. With everything we go through life, we've got to evaluate it. We've got to place a value on what we're going through. But if we view trouble and trials and crises, if we view it really in a very negative way, which none of us like those things or like going through those things, then we need to evaluate it in a different way. And the different way we want to evaluate it is this. What's the purpose of this? What am I going to learn out of this? And so through life, what we learn is this. We learn, and what I've learned, and hopefully you have too, what troubles do is this. They will bring us closer to the Lord. It is during those deep times of trouble that we really learn to depend on the Lord and trust in Him. So that's one thing that it does. Another thing that I've learned in my life is this. Is when you go through troubles that are beyond your control and it seems like that they're never going to end, it humbles you. And so it really creates a humble spirit within us. And what that does, though, is bring us to our dependency upon the Lord and to put our hope and to put our trust in Him. So those are things that can happen as we go through this. But what I want to deal with are the questions that James rises here and that arise here in James in this passage. Number one, who will face troubles? Well, look at verse 2. He says, when troubles come your way. Who's he talking to? He's talking to my brethren. Who's that? That's people of God. That's people who have faith. So he's writing Christian people. Troubles come to people whether they're Christians or not. But we need to understand that we all go through troubles. And it's not if. The issue is not if, but he says when. So the certainty here is that in life, we're going to face troubles. And he says that there's various kinds of trials. There are various kinds of troubles. They come in different ways. It could be financial reversal. It could be a health issue. It could be a relationship issue where we have trouble. It could be on the job. It could be at school. And so it comes in various ways. There's different kinds of troubles that we deal with. But if we really don't have to think long about coming up with a list of troubles. It's not something you really have to give a great deal of thought about because we can write those things down. So the first truth about trouble is this. We're going to experience trouble. We're not going to go through this life without trouble, so that's the first truth that we see here. The second truth or second question I want to talk about is what is the purpose of troubles that come our way? There are three key words in this passage. There's the word endure, the word trial, and the word tested. So that's the key words here. But here's what you need to understand about trouble. What we understand about trouble is this, that it is a test of our faith. It will reveal to you the value of your faith when you go through troubles. Do I really have the kind of faith that I need? Is my faith really in God? Do I have real saving faith? So what troubles do is it will expose our faith. It will show us the kind of faith that we have. Now, God already knows that, but it's something we need to know. How strong is our faith? Do we have a strong faith? So trouble will expose that. But a trial, a trouble, is a test of our faith. But the way God wants to use it is to strengthen our faith. He wants us to get closer to Him. He wants our faith to grow through the time of trouble, knowing that we have hope in Him, knowing that we can trust Him, and knowing that there's a good outcome that can come from this. So we learn, we lean into God's plan, we lean into the trial, we don't try to ignore it. We go deeper in our relationship with Him. And like I said earlier, you know, where we learn the most important lessons about God and faith and life are in those hard times that come our way. We're talking about the purpose of the trials that come. The value of the lessons we learn through troubles are we learn about the love of God. We learn about His faithfulness. We learn about His power. We learn about the promises of God, that we can trust in the promises of God. Well, the great lessons that, that we learn as we go through troubles and trials in life is that our security is in God. It's not in anything that, that we have or anything that we possess. We can lose our material things. We can lose our wealth. We can lose our health. But the one thing that we cannot lose is our salvation. And so the great lesson we learn as we go through here is the eternal security that we have in God and our faith in Him and our hope that's in Him and our trust that's in Him. He uses the word here, perfect. He talks about how these trials and troubles in life will perfect us. That doesn't, the word there doesn't mean to be sinless. That's not what the word perfect means. What it means is this, it means spiritual maturity. So when you see that word used here, think about spiritual maturity. So one of the lessons we learn here is that what God is doing through these troubles is bringing us to spiritual maturity, to strengthen our faith, to grow our faith, and our relationship with Him really becomes deeper. So that's the important truth about what the purpose of troubles are. But what we need to do is shift our focus from why am I